And the nation of Israel was enslaved for that long. You know, David was pursued by Saul, who sought to kill him. Individual battle. An attack upon his person. We find that the early church endured a terrible persecution. Individuals from that time on have gone through battles and struggles and persecutions all over our world. We need to remember that we are not the first to live in difficult times. Our times are just that. It is our time to live for the Lord. It's our time to suffer for the Lord. It's our time to trust the Lord. It's our time to be the children of God on planet Earth. So when you are discouraged or fearful, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. The Bible reminds us in Isaiah 53 that he was despised and rejected of men. It's interesting. You know, I've gone to some stores, and some of the looks that people give you sometimes is that rejected look. You shouldn't be here. Why are you here? And if you see somebody not wearing a mask, boy, they really get looked at. And it's interesting because that is the same rejection that came upon Christ. He is not who he should be. He's not doing what he's supposed to do. And we see those looks that mankind presses upon us. Jesus had those looks upon him as well. He was despised and rejected of men. The key is to not be despised and rejected of God. What man does is not going to last with you for eternity, but what God does will. We look to Jesus because he endured the cross with its pain and its shame. We can trust him. We need to consider Jesus. We need to remember what he has done for us. We need to remember his resurrection proved his message. His resurrection proves his message, and it guarantees to us our salvation. Hebrews 12, verse 2 and 3 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. The key is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one which was and which is and which is to come. Can we look to him? Can we trust him? Can we rely upon him? Yes, because he's in charge. He knows what's going on. You know, God's plan for your life is unchanged by what is happening in the world. God's plan for your life is unchanged because God already knew what was going to be happening in your life. So trust him. It's not changing for God. It might be changing in what's happening in my life, just like today, I'm here, but you're not. But you know what? That's different. But it doesn't change us from what God wants us to do, what God tells us to do, what God has a plan for us to do for today and for tomorrow. Make sure you're seeking his wisdom during his time. God's plan for your life is what you need to look into. What does God want me to do? The world events should not change whether you serve God or not. It should just lets you adapt to how God wants you to serve him. And as we adapt, as we change some of our ruts, maybe, some of our we've always done it this way mentality, and we say, Lord, what would you have us to do? I think we can grow and be strengthened in the Lord. We can glorify the Lord. We can rejoice in the Lord because we're still trusting him step by step, moment by moment, and day by day. We must remember the Lord is upon his throne, and it is the Lord that is in charge. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you once again for this day you've given to us. And we thank you for your word, and we pray that you're exalted and glorified, and we pray that you are magnified in our lives, that you would help us to remember who you are and the things that you're doing, and that you alone are in charge. May your words work in each person's life this morning. May your scripture and the word of God go forth. And I pray that you would give each one who hears ears to hear your word and a heart that is ready to be molded to your will. May you be exalted now and glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen.